Our High Calling. Our Redeemer, a Tried Stone. February 17th. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Isaiah 28:16. Our Redeemer is a tried stone. The experiment has been made, the great test has been applied, and with perfect success. In him is fulfilled all the purpose of God for the saving of a lost world. Never was a foundation subject to so severe a trial and test as this tried stone. The Lord Jehovah knew what this foundation stone could sustain. The sins of the whole world could be piled upon it. The Lord's chosen were to be revealed, heaven's gates to be thrown open to all who would believe. Its untold glories were to be given to the overcomers. A tried stone is Christ, tried by the perversity of man. Thou, O our Savior, hast taken the burden. Thou hast given peace and rest. Thou hast been tried, proved by believers who have taken their trials to thy sympathy, their sorrows to thy love, their wounds to thy healing, their weakness to thy strength, their emptiness to thy fullness. And never, never has one soul been disappointed. Jesus, my tried stone, to thee will I come, moment by moment. In thy presence I am lifted above pain. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Psalm 61, verse 2. It is our privilege to enjoy sweet communion with God. Precious to the believer is his atoning blood. Precious is his justifying righteousness. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. 1 Peter 2:7. When I meditate upon this fountain of living power from which we may draw, I mourn that so many are losing the delight they might have had in considering his goodness. We are to be sons and daughters of God, growing into a holy temple in the Lord. No more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Ephesians 2:19-20. This is our privilege.